Hi everyone and welcome to Vimo Live. This is a live stream that happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and we talk about Indian culture, society, atheism, religion, etc. We also discuss issues of contemporary importance, like, you know, whatever is happening in the news. Today, one of the things we are talking about is what has been happening in the parliament. The opposition has been demanding a debate on the Manipur situation and the prime minister refuses to appear in parliament to talk about it. Why that is and why whether there is merit to the accusations that the Prime Minister is afraid of coming to the Parliament. I personally do not think he's afraid. I think there is something else going on and we will talk about this. But if you have views, opinions and stuff to talk about that about this, let me know in the chat. Wednesday is the day when I don't take callers, but I do respond to comments, all comments if possible. This live stream is about these issues. And if you want to support it, what you can do is click the join button below and become a member. And you can also buy merch at kadakmerch.com/vimolive. You can also go to my website at vimo.in, which is now also the channel logo, by the way. Vimo.in is where you can go and support this channel. A lot of money that people send through YouTube does not make it to me because YouTube takes a cut. And then there are other cuts also. If you want to support me in a more substantial way, you can go to my website at vimo.in. And make a one-time contribution there by clicking the support button. So any help you send will go into helping me run this show, buying books, software, and paying my bills. Your help is appreciated and thank you in advance. So before going any forward, let me just take a look at some comments. Is audio video all okay? Please let me know. I always have a bit of an issue with that. Surya says, hello, Vimo. Hope you're doing well. Hi, Surya. I'm okay. Thank you for asking. Surya says, the pretty obvious reason for the cowardice or the tendency for cowardice of the powerful is self-interest. While thinking of and of acting in self-interest is not bad per se, dragging others without proper negotiation or consent is the defining characteristic of cowardice in general and of the powerful in this case. Yeah. So as I mentioned slightly a few minutes ago, the thing that is happening right now is not about cowardice. I mean, sure, it is cowardice in the way that the Prime Minister is avoiding taking questions about his conduct as a prime minister. And in that way, it may be called cowardice. He's afraid that if he shows up in a conversation and questions are asked of him, he will be exposed as someone who does not have the answers. But I think this is a longer project, and the BJP has been working on it for quite some time. And that is the normalization of Maharaj culture, where everything that the party does, everything that the central government does, sends out a message to the people. And that is that the leaders, the politicians, are superior to you, which is totally wrong because they work for you. You hired them. Secondly, they also want you to think that your questions are not important. What is important is the plan of the great supreme leader, right? And if the supreme leader does not want to answer your questions, he does not have to, because he's the supreme leader. You will see this in the imagery that they project around the prime minister, where there are pictures taken of him stylishly standing in backgrounds. There are pictures, there are videos of him pushing other people out of the frame where he's the only person in the video. This picture diplomacy, where diplomacy is a word I'm using slightly loosely to talk about the relationship between people and their leaders. Picture diplomacy is quite old. Narendra Modi and the BJP have been doing it since before 2014. And this refusal to appear in parliament to answer questions is a continuation of that. The message being sent out is, you dare ask me about my conduct? Who are you to ask me? I am the leader. You all will put up with what I decide and no answers will be given. And of course, if you guys saw a recent video on Ravish Kumar's channel where he's speaking to an NRI academic about how Hindutva is propagated abroad, they talked a lot about, I believe the book was called Desis Divided, right? I may be mistaken, but something like that. They talked about how an image is created about everyone in America is supportive of the BJP and Modi, and anyone who's raising questions is funded by Pakistan. So this image is created quite consciously to make it appear that the Prime Minister has the full support of those who are most of the people, and that the only people who disagree with him are some minor constituents somewhere out there, and they always have ulterior motives for doing so. So this propaganda machinery that has built this image of the Prime Minister is quite old, and it is being maintained in order to normalize the idea that your questions don't matter. Your suffering does not matter. The only thing that matters is what the Supreme Leader does and Supreme Leader decides. You are supposed to subjugate yourself to the leader's will. So it's not cowardice. It's a sochi samjhi chal to change what we describe as normal. Normal is actually that the leaders are chosen by us and we give them the power and they have accountability to us. That normal is being replaced with this new normal where you don't get to ask questions because you're nobody. You listen to NRI uncles who are trying to normalize dictatorship, as we saw in the Rajiv Malhotra and Beer Biceps interview, is the same thing. The people do not get to think or decide or ask questions because their hindrances in the path, the so-called 100-year project during which some fabled ancient glory is going to be regained thanks to the efforts of the Supreme Leader. So yeah, it's a sochi samjhi chal. And we should, like, you know, it is cowardice in one way that I already talked about, but we should not close our eyes to the fact that it is this also. MK is here. Hi, MK. MK asks, hi, Vimo, two questions. Does anyone from Bahujan as elected minister do not do any good for society? It's better to have community to support each other. So caste works in country. Like, I don't know what you mean by this. The first one I understood, and I think this is a talking point that someone who is opposed to caste-based reservation might put forward, ki Bahujan ko elect karne pe kuch nahi hoga. Haan, toh jaise Savarno ko elect karne se bahut kuch ho gaya na. Ab tak Savarno ko elect kiya hai na. Bahujan ko elect karke dekho, phir dekho kya hota. And the second question I'm not understanding. It's better to have community to support each other so caste works in a country like India. Yeah, community is great, but why does community have to be equated with caste? Communities can be based on anything. Sports, secular values, shared values as modern individuals living in a modern world. Why is caste the only thing that is giving people community? And anyone who says that अगर कास्ट बेस्ड कम्युनिटी में मैं नहीं रह सकता तो मैं किसी भी कम्युनिटी में नहीं रह सकता, इज कास्टिस्ट एंड देयर व्यूज कैन बी रेडीली रिजेक्टेड ऑन एनी मैटर ऑफ इंपॉर्टेंस आई फील. क्षितिज इज आस्किंग हाउ कैन आई जॉइन टू टॉक विद यू. क्षितिज, वी टेक कॉलर्स ऑन सैटरडे, नॉट ऑन वेंसडेज. Surya points out, why do you want caste to work though? Also, communities can be formed on many grounds. Why only caste or religion? Yeah, exactly. I don't think that was MK's point. I think she was just repeating something someone had asked her. TTM says, Taslima from Bangladesh have been in the last two videos of yours. Thank you, Taslima, for being here. Welcome. Hemchandra says, one of our professors does beer biceps promotion between classes. Okay. I don't know what to say about that. Sandeep says, hi Vimo, came to know about you last month, doing good work, best wishes. Hi Sandeep, thank you for joining, much appreciated. Surya says, audio and video are okay. Yo dude says, do you think reservation is increasing or decreasing casteism as a whole? I definitely see it dividing people now, but it could result in the reduction of casteism in the long run maybe. See, if you ask someone from Savarna background, if reservation is good or bad, they will obviously say it is bad. Most people will say it is bad because they're losing out because of it. They're losing out on the privileges that were bestowed upon them because of their caste. They're unable to have total access to the resources that their family said they could have access to. So they present a whole lot of cases about how reservation is bad and stuff. But for the people who are benefiting from reservation is good. It is going to be one of the singular reasons casteism is growing weaker in India. A lot of things that we are even talking about right now, a lot of things, like I keep hearing from Savarna people, hey, reservation hata do, social awareness karo. Bhaiya, wo social awareness jo abhi hai, jo thodi bahut hai tumhare andar aur mere andar, hum log iske bare mein baat kar rahe hain, ye bhi nahi hoti agar reservation nahi hota to. Because the people whose views we have read and learnt about caste from, they would not have been able to express those views had we lived in the kind of nation that certain people wanted in 1947. The fact that caste-based discrimination was illegalized is the reason we are able to have a conversation about caste. So when Savarna people say that social awareness phailao, mera sa pehla sawal hota hai ki, what social awareness are you talking about? Like, matlab diware pe poster maar denge aur caste chala jayega? Nahin. Caste is a discriminatory system imposed through cultural strength. लोग जिसके पास पावर है वो छोड़ेंगे नहीं. रिजर्वेशन के थ्रू उन लोगों को पावर मिलती है जिसके पास अब तक पावर नहीं थी, और वो उस पावर का इस्तेमाल करके अपनी वॉइसेस को हर्ड कराते हैं, एंड दैट इज अ गुड थिंग एंड होपफुली इट कंटिन्यूज. जय कारखाने सेज, दे आर नॉट लीडर्स, वी शुड स्टॉप कॉलिंग देम दैट, दे आर रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स. इट्स सेमांटिक्स मैन. लाइक सम टाइम अगो समबडी सेड वी शुड नॉट कॉल देम लीडर्स, वी शुड कॉल देम गवर्नर्स. Someone said we should not call them, Maharaja or Raja. It's all semantics. I think largely everyone knows what we mean when we say leaders. And they do lead a lot of people. So it's not technically wrong to call them leaders. Political leaders. It's a phrase. Surya says, the BJP is accusing the opposition of hiding facts. According to a TOI report, I think, when they're the ones hiding it. LOL. Yeah. TOI, by the way, I recently... there is this website, I'm forgetting the name, I'll share it later, which does a meta news analysis. Like you type any phrase, it shows you multiple news articles about that topic. And on next to the name of the publication, it even mentions the bias. So I was very surprised to find that Times of India is now categorized as a right-wing, as having a right-wing bias, which it should not be surprising given Times Now and a whole lot of other stuff. But yeah. I remember a number of years ago when a senior editorial person from Times of India came out and said, we should not hide the fact that we are in the advertising business. And the problem with the advertising business is that it serves those who advertise. So it is not surprising that in a political environment where right-wing politics is a defining characteristic of our national discourse, the advertiser-fed media is being labeled as having a right-wing bias. Oppenheimer मैंने देखा नहीं है, उसके बारे में मुझे पूछो मच, मैंने बारबी भी नहीं देखा है. I don't know. I am really curious as to what happens in a film. Like, does the atom bomb explode? Last में? Spoilers मत देना कोई. Hemchandra says, last week a person from Ministry of Education came to our college for a seminar on AI and started talking about Amrit Kaal and how great Modi is. Is it legal to do such talks? I think we have crossed that barrier quite some time ago. When the Prime Minister is giving a speech at an airport inauguration and he ends up talking about opposition political alliances, I think legal, illegal, propriety, impropriety is kafi piche reh chuka. I remember in the Karnataka election, Narendra Modi openly gave speeches about, Jai Bajrang Bali bolke vote dena, which is a blatant violation of election commission rules. And yet the election commission didn't do anything against them and went after opposition parties for something or the other. Fortunately, Karnataka mein margin itana bada tha ki fark nahi pada is bakwas se. TTM says, I think we give a lot of importance to how people view us. So Jai Shankar and Modi is really famous because it makes people believe that India is now being viewed as strong overnight. Yeah. And it's actually not being viewed as strong overnight. They have managed to create the illusion that India is being seen as stronger. Hum log tab strong nahi the jab humne Indo-US nuclear deal sign ki thi. Hum log tab strong nahi the jab humne nuclear bomb ka test kiya tha. Right? A lot of the strong image thing is manufactured. It is built through social media posts. It is built through WhatsApp forwards. It is built through YouTube shorts and Instagram reels. It's nautanki. It's very basic kind of nautanki. India is on the world stage, whatever image India has, it is not because of this government. It is a result of a lot of things that a lot of Indians have done for nearly 7 decades now. So one government and coming and taking credit for it is a little bit laughable. MDR says, this is the first time in like 8 to 10 years I felt like there is an opposition and it gives a great hope for future of India. Yeah, it does. It does indeed. It may be false hope, it may be weak hope, but it is hope, and hope is always appreciated. Surya says, emphasis with respect to my earlier answer should be put on proper negotiation and consent. Okay. Right. TTM says, internationally, it does feel like a lot that Modi is invincible. And until I searched up the states where BJP is in power, I thought the party was ruling everywhere. Yeah, they do that, right? Do you remember the day Karnataka election results came out? Godi Media was talking about how BJP got a stellar victory in some municipality election in Uttar Pradesh. I believe it was a municipal election, could have been something else, but it's definitely not a state level election. It was definitely not as important as the BJP being routed out of Karnataka by the Congress. But the way Godi Media functions is that BJP mein koi phunk maar de to it will be historic phunk wagera wagera. Opposition ke log पेड़ उखाड़ के ब्रिज बना डालें उसके बारे में एक भी मेंशन नहीं आएगा. या सो दैट इज हाउ दिस मशीन वर्क्स. पंजाब दिया सेज, विमो, होल कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ आरएसएस गोलवलकर इज लीडर्स टेक डिसीजंस एंड रेस्ट जस्ट इंप्लीमेंट देम, नो क्वेश्चंस बिकॉज वाइज पीपल रूल्स डम. यस, इट्स अ वेरी, इट्स एग्जैक्टली व्हाट वी टॉक्ड अबाउट इन द राजीव मल्होत्रा रिएक्शन. इफ यू हैव नॉट सीन इट, गो टू माई मेन चैनल विच इज जस्ट विमो एंड वॉच my and Meghnad's reaction to the Beer Biceps interview with Rajiv Malhotra, or at least a clip from it, where they talk about how dictatorship is amazing and democracy has many, so many flaws. Ajay Jadhav says, I think that argument favors them and gives them opportunity to do their propaganda. Kaushik says, Supreme Leader, at least Beer Biceps ko hi interview de de. Nahi yaar, mat do. Like, if it's an interview, I would prefer that he gave an interview to Ravish Kumar. If Ravish Kumar would agree after all that he has gone through. Truth Seeker says, hi Vima, good evening. Hi Truth Seeker, thank you for being a member. Also, thank you for being a member, Brahmam, whoever you are. I don't know your name or gender, but thank you. Surya says, you said there's a website that points out bias. You mean Ground? Yes, Ground News. Ground News, yes. Sorry, and thank you for pointing this out. Sarcastic Skeptic says, Bookstream when? Sarcastic Skeptic, give me a couple of, give me at least a month. Yeah, I'll do a Bookstream, maybe sometime next month. Abdul says, I agree that reservation is a requirement that enabled equality and representation, but shouldn't it have been introduced as a temporary measure? 75 years later, people view quotas as fundamental rights. Quotas are fundamental rights, and the people are right to view them as fundamental rights. Reservation, why do you want reservation to last for just a few years when the discrimination on the basis of caste has never even abated? It has been going on for thousands of years. Only last month, I think, we got news about someone being urinated because of their caste. Yesterday, there was similar news from elsewhere that I cannot repeat because I'll vomit. Every day, we receive news about casteism happening. I don't hear anybody say, नहीं, caste बहुत time से हो गया, अभी खत्म कर देना चाहिए. But caste-based reservation के बारे में लोगों का opinion हमेशा होता है, अरे बहुत दिन से हो गया, अब इसको बंद कर देना चाहिए. नहीं, क्यों क्यों बंद करना चाहिए? कास्ट जितने साल चला, कम से कम उतने साल चलने दो. मुझे समझ में नहीं आता इतनी तकलीफ क्यों होती है लोगों को. Surya says, I have heard of Ground News thanks to Rationality Rules sponsoring him. Yes, Ground News was amazing. I checked. Just go to Ground News and search for Rahul Gandhi and you will see what I mean about Times of India. Shreya says, public servants job, servants ye bhool jate hain, log tabhi leader maante hain unko. Government kuch nahi karti free mein, we pay for everything. Same, some with their money, some with their lives. Yes. They aren't even qualified to be thought of as leaders in my honest opinion. See, I call them leaders because that is the technical designation. And when we vote for someone, we are literally sanctioning them to lead us in a certain direction politically. Truthika says, I see many people uneasy with PM not answering and asking him to answer. Just think about it. He has never answered an uneasy question. And even if he does whataboutery. Yeah. I think a no confidence motion is being brought into effect right now as we speak. It has even been accepted. I think no matter what happens, this is going to be an advantage for the opposition. I mean, sure, the BJP will have more seats, but will it have more seats than it did in 2019? No matter how it works out, it's going to be a great talking point for opposition members. The Prime Minister comes and he gives his speeches and he defends himself excellently, amusing, assuming if that is the case. Even then, will the no confidence motion have the support of everyone that the BJP has blackmailed and bribed? Think about it. If the numbers are anything less than 2019, the opposition gets to talk about something in the months preceding the election. This says 2019 mein itne the, ab to unke kam ho gaye, right? And if the no confidence motion succeeds, then it's still an advantage for the opposition. So there is nothing that the opposition is going to lose as a result of it. Shreya says, Oppenheimer spoiler, Modi ji time travel back to his youth and gives him the Bhagavad Gita that influenced him so greatly. Okay. I hope he also gives him exam warriors. Jay says, about the leader comment, I know it's semantics, but some words have weight and we should not ascribe anything to politicians that puts them ahead above of us. I understand. Kevin says, did you watch the Lower Decks Strange New Worlds crossover? Picard was dukhi to watch opinions on the other two shows. I have not seen Strange New Worlds ka ye wala season. When I do, I will talk more about it. I know that there is a crossover with Lower Decks and I'm really looking forward to watching it. Picard was dukhi to watch. Opinion on the other two shows, which one? Discovery? If I was to classify Discovery, Picard and Strange New Worlds, I'll put Strange New Worlds first, then Discovery, then Picard. Brown Panic says, Vimo, I'm currently reading about caste and I believe people often get confused when they approach this topic. That is true. And then Brown Panic says, my recommendation would be to start with Ambedkar and then explore works by Surya Jaiswal, D.D. Koshambi, Abhinav Sinha, Anand Teltumbde, Rang Nayak Amma, Anuradha Gandhi and Hira Singh. Okay, that's a good list. I should add it to my own list. I haven't read many of these people. TTM says, dude, two things that are applicable in Bangladesh as well is that the NRI are overwhelming in support of ultra-nationalist, military-type communalist parties as opposed to secular parties. Why? I think it's a subcontinental problem. We come from a tradition of kings and lords. And in modern times, when we are struggling to maintain democracy in our countries, a lot of people who are really privileged, who don't have to deal with the problems in everyday life, they go abroad and from there support really bad politics. Like they live in democracies, they enjoy the protections provided to them as a minority in those democracies, and they support really toxic majoritarian politics back home. So I don't know much about Bangladeshi politics, but this at least happens in India. We have NRI uncles who sit in America, enjoy democracy and says, India should give up democracy. Dictatorship is a better way to deal with India. And these are always affluent upper caste Hindu men, almost always. Maybe there are a few from other communities, I don't know, but affluent upper caste Hindu men in America enjoying democracy often feed majoritarian dictatorship supporting policies in India. Sarcastic Skeptic says, there's a video on my family, or there's a video my family people are forwarding where it says, this is what will happen with people voting for Congress, with a clip of children forcefully being circumcised. Yeah. So it's garden variety fear mongering. Anyone can do this. They don't know what is going to happen. And by the way, a lot of things that I used to be a BJP supporter, a lot of things that I thought the BJP will do in India, BJP did not do. The BJP was very opposed to Aadhaar. It was very opposed to the central government having too much power. It was very pro-federalism. It did not end up doing any of those things. And the list is long. There is a lot of things that the BJP said prior to 2014 that it was going to do, and which sounded really nice, but they didn't do it. So if they can send you a video about what is going to happen under Congress, you can send them a video about what is going to happen under BJP, if this continues. And you will have actual solid grounds, right? You can send them news videos. This is what is happening. I'm not even projecting. Surya says, Brown Panic, thanks to your book recommendations, I get into debates with my family about caste and I'm often unarmed. Right, I'm skipping a few comments. Shreyansh says, one of the arguments of anti-reservation folks make it is that merit should be considered and not caste. But I've heard people say that merit doesn't really exist. Thoughts on that? Merit doesn't exist. Merit as a concept exists, but usually when upper caste people talk about merit, what they're really talking about is that the education system, the marks that they got was a result of pure merit, which is horseshit, because it is not. It is a result of privileges. It is a result of the fact that you did not have to, you had access to information, resources, people and communities, and even bias among your teachers based on your caste. The person coming from a Dalit background probably didn't have a house to live in while they studied, and they got bullied in college and school. So your merit needs a lot of other things. If I was to look at this through the merit lens, sure, let's look at it through the merit lens. Who is more meritorious? The guy who has a high-speed internet connection at home, has an uncle in the university and relatives in USA who can supply them with resources, links, phone numbers, etc., and who got 80%? Or the person who has nothing, very little money, very little caste privilege, very little community privilege, does not have families who speak English or no ministers in their house, or have a community of similar caste people in positions of power and privilege getting 70%. The first person with their caste privilege got 80%. The second person with all their handicaps got 70%. Is the second one not more meritorious, or at least as meritorious as the first one? Don't talk to me about merit as if it's something that we all understand. Our education system is shit. Everyone who comes out of it is shit. Some people manage to do the bare minimum and get to a certain place in life. Some people do a whole lot of more hard work and get to a position that is only slightly lesser than theirs. Are we only going to look at their marks and their percentages when deciding who's more meritorious? It's caste privilege. It is the natural inclination to say that just because someone is upper caste, they have merit. And just because someone is not upper caste, they don't have merit. मेरिट ऐसे काम नहीं करता भैया, तुमको मेरिट की मतलब पहले समझनी पड़ेगी। आई सजेस्ट अ डिक्शनरी। ब्राउन पैनिक सेज, गाइस रीड आनल तेलतुंबड़े अबाउट द करंट स्टेटस ऑफ लोअर कास्ट पीपल, इट्स लाइक एनिमल्स, आई एम नॉट इवन किडिंग, इवन आई वाज शॉक्ड। रीड, आई डोंट नीड टू ऐड एनीथिंग टू दैट। फन फैक्ट, एथिज्म इन इंडियन सेंस और चारवाक आर टेक्निकली नॉट एथिस्ट इन टुडेज टर्मिनोलॉजी, बिकॉज नास्तिक दर्शनर्स simply met denying Vedas and not denying gods. I have made a video on my main channel called Why I Don't Call Myself a Charvak. Please go watch it. And while you're at it, also watch a video where I have said that why I don't call myself a Hindu atheist. Vivian says, when you say book stream, what is on your mind? It's like one book and you'll do a review on that. I don't know. I think I want to do more content with books in them. But the book stream that I'm talking about is that I'll introduce you to a whole lot of books from my shelf. Like episode 54. In case anyone has not seen episode 54, please go back and watch it. It's me showing you a lot of books and talking about them. Sarcastic Skeptic says, did Sorry Worker even do anything good for us? Is it just Hindutva for which he's being considered a hero? Savarkar opposed the British prior to his incarceration, but that too was primarily, he was writing stuff about them and stuff like that. After his incarceration, he kind of sort of went on the back burner and I don't know. You all know about the Janasangh's history with the British, right? I don't need to add more to it. When the Congress and other political parties were mounting an attack on British rule, these guys were supporting British rule and calling for a boycott of the Quit India movement that was initiated by Gandhi. So, yeah. Alpesh says, hi all, Sakshi Joshi's video on Mizoram viral video is made private by YouTube after 2 or 3 million views. Are we moving towards China-like censorship that only good things are allowed to be talked about? I don't know about why the video went, how the video went private. I think it may have had something to do with the footage in the video. And it may also have had something to do with the fact that the video got reported by a lot of people. You guys will remember, right? Somebody sent me their wife's boyfriend's dick pic on the last stream. I re-uploaded the live stream. But one of the tactics these guys maybe use is that they will put up a dick pic on the live stream and later go on and report the video saying that there's a dick pic in this live stream. And then the video gets taken down or the channel gets demonetized. So these are underhand tactics. Sakshi Joshi is completely right as a news person to share news about something horrific that has happened. So I don't know what exactly is happening there, so I cannot comment on it. But I don't think this itself is proof that we are moving towards China. If you want proof of what is moving towards China, look at the internet bans in Jammu and Kashmir. That is more like moving towards China. Vivian says, Modi gives the most important formula for development of atom bomb. Extra 2AB aya ki. Shreya says, caste based census hi karane mein fatti hai inki. Caste ke upar constructive actions kya hi lenge. All they do is lip service. Mujhe bahut dukh hua ye sunke. Haan haan chacha. Theek hai, maan liya. Yeah, it's like I think American atheists talk a lot about how thoughts and prayers is a meaningless phrase after a school shooting. You can take tangible actions to prevent to have more gun control, right? To prevent people from having easy access to guns. But you won't do that. You'll say thoughts and prayers. Usse ghanta nahi hone wala. Usse kisi ka kuch bhala nahi hone wala. Lip service is one thing. Actual action is another thing. I pay more attention to what people do instead of what people talk about doing. And I think we all should. Amit Surya, we can address systemic inequities via social programs without compromising merit. Surya says, Amit, yeah, and reservation is one such program. It is a misconception that reservation removes merit. Yeah, reservation restores merit. Think about all the people who did not have access to resources who could have been great scientists today. Their merit was lost thanks to the caste system. So when the reservation brings people from marginalized backgrounds into the forefront, and says, here are resources. Here is an opportunity to restore social dignity to the class of people who have been marginalized so far. Take it and do it. Do with it what you will and make your voice heard. You are restoring merit to Indian society. If there is one thing that has destroyed merit in India more than anything else, it is the caste system. Reservation is restoring merit. It is not destroying merit. The way upper caste people use the word merit is deceptive at best and something else at worst. anime questions, please avoid. I'm not really in a mood to talk about anime. I'm sorry. Brown Panic says, yes, Vimo read Suvira Jaiswal. She disagrees with Baba Sahib on the topic of Shudras and provides a stronger argument for them supported by evidence. Okay, I'll take a look at Suvir Jaiswal. Suvira or Suvir. Okay. Alpesh says, in Gujarat, there are Jain-owned medical colleges in which Jains get preference because of being minority. Jains got admitted with NEET score of as low as 159 this year below SCST candidates. Okay. I don't know about this. Cannot comment. Brown Panic says, I personally think Indians need to be educated on the history of the RSS. People really get surprised when I tell them that RSS is based on the principles of fascism. Indians need to get educated full stop. By the way, information about the RSS is not hard to come by. It is only in the last few years, like in the Vajpayee years, there was a concerted attempt made to whitewash the RSS. And it was at that time that the RSS actually started using the Indian flag in order to brand itself as a nationalist organization. Before that, they had problems with it. So it started there. And all these years, you have some kind of slightly whitewashed RSS. And now you have an RSS which has equated itself with the idea of nationalism and patriotism to such a degree that when I see nationalist in someone's bio on Instagram, I start thinking RSS ka hoga. I think Ram Guha, in an interview with Karan Thapar, I think it was him only. I think it was him or someone else, but it was him also, who said that one of the things that has happened is that the RSS has hijacked the idea of nationalism and patriotism and loving one's country, right? And one of the biggest challenges for the opposition or even the Congress specifically as a political party is going to be taking that back. I don't think it is impossible, but I think it's going to take some work. Even if BJP goes away in 2024, it's going to take a few years for the Congress to regain the idea of India and patriotism and nationalism and all those ideals that the Congress, frankly, honestly, came into being as a result of. Brown Panic says, nope, he didn't oppose the British. It's a lie often pushed by RSS media. I believe there is some evidence to support the idea that he was actually writing, at least before his incarceration, against the British. Itihashir Jalsha says, the caste based is projected in the public sector by the resume and in the title of the resume. An upper caste title is more likely to get a call for a job than a lower caste person. I believe there is some evidence to support this. And caste manifests in strangely invisible ways. Like a lot of upper caste young people don't even know that they're benefiting because of their caste. So they will go to an office and they will think, I got here purely on the basis of my merit. Whereas it may very well be the case that the person doing the hiring was looking at their second name and they never find out about it because nobody talks about it. Kaushik Kerr says, would it be good to restrict caste-based reservation for two or three generations in a family so that other people, families from that caste, get a chance of the system? No. Why? Where is this coming from? What do you think that family has gained as a result of caste-based reservation? I get this point in almost every single episode. It's such a stupid point. I'm not calling you a stupid, Kaushik. But what I'm pointing out is that among upper caste people, there is this illusion that just because someone got a job, has a house and has a car, their days of being discriminated against are behind them. It is only upper caste people who have never gone through caste-based discrimination who harbor illusions like this. Those people still go to their office and get discriminated against on the basis of their caste. The president of India goes to a temple and is not allowed entry into it. Can you imagine the amount of caste-based discrimination that exists in India? It is not about money. It is not about jobs. Those are things only upper caste people look about. When a Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi person benefits from caste-based reservation, they're getting something far more than a job or an admission. They're getting social dignity. They're getting a position in society as a result of which they're able to make their point, speak, have their voice heard. And this part is always lost on upper caste people kyunki unko naukriyan aur admission ke alawa kuch nahi dikhta because those are the only problems they have. Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi people have a whole host of other problems which upper caste people never go through and never even find out about because they keep talking amongst themselves about reservation bahut bura hai. Talk to people who are benefiting from reservation and listen instead of just talking at them. Truth Seeker says, did you notice how rattled BJP looked for the past few days? Oh yeah, sentences ke beech mein jo pause hote hai na, wo kam ho gaye hain. The sentences are shorter now, the breaths are shallower, the language is more natural to what these people actually are. The illusion of being statesmen is kind of slipping away. Truth Seeker is asking, did you notice how rattled BJP looked for the past few days? I guess they do have some butterflies in their stomach after all, and even if they boast a lot, they know they are on thin ice this time. That is true. They are. They know it. Brown Panic says, another lie is that Savarkar opposed the caste system. He was just gaining eyeballs of the lower caste people and Ambedkar clearly knew about his intentions. I see, whatever conclusions I'm coming to about Savarkar, I'm coming to on the basis of his writings and writings of other people about him. I don't want to imagine what he must have been thinking when he was writing something, because I don't have access to that information. And frankly, nor do you. Ek second, thoda pani bhi lo. Savarkar asked Hindus to join British Army in large numbers, which helped India during and after partition. Honestly, even Mahatma Gandhi did. After Mahatma Gandhi received assurances from the British that they will be given self-rule if India participated in the war effort, even he said we should join the war. But after that, the British broke their promises, and then certain other movements had to be launched. I don't know how to read your name, so because it's written in, I believe, some other language. Be it atheism or theist or minimalism, etc., all isms and every ists are crap and trap. Better to move beyond political ideologies. On a regular, everyday basis, I think I would agree with you. I think if we label ourselves things, half the time people just put us in a folder and stop talking to us. But how do I put this? Certain communities, certain people, people from certain backgrounds benefit from the ist and the ism because it gives them community. Certain other people benefit from it because it gives them power. I am in favor of the former and against the latter. This is not a very simple matter where we can say all isms are bad. It's a nonsense statement. For example, fascism is bad. Feminism is good. They're not equal. One is coming from a position of lack of power. One is coming from a position of domineering politics. Glenn says, hey, Vimo, I saw a video where they were saying that nobody cared about Phoolan Devi and everybody is talking about Manipur. Well, Phoolan Devi has been talked about. People are talking about Manipur right now is because Manipur is happening right now. Right? Yeah. I don't think it is... when Phoolan Devi happened, we did not live in the social media age. We did not live in a... I believe the best representation of the Phoolan Devi situation was Shekhar Kapoor's movie, Phoolan Devi, on Phoolan Devi, Bandit Queen. Back then, the only way... situation like that could be brought to everyone's attention was through a film. These days, we have social media, we have other ways of getting the message out. And so that is what is happening. I don't like to compare tragedies. And I think a lot of times when people compare tragedies, they're doing whataboutery in order to deflect attentions. Shreya says, how effective would the India alliance be? The corruption and ignorance towards lower caste problems could still stay the same if they gain power. Yeah, it probably will be. The point is, the fact that you have someone bad in power right now should not mean that you should harbor illusions that when someone else comes to power, all the problems will magically disappear. That's a very liberal way, urban liberal way of looking at things, and that's not how things work. But the fact that you have a system where people in power are forced to ask for your support every 5 years is a good thing. And if a government has not performed according to expectations in the past 5 years, 10 years, then you should punish them by throwing them out of power so that they don't get the message that what we are doing is okay. Voting is an act of sending a message. If you don't want to support India, support someone else. If you don't want to support the political alliance known as India, I.N.D.I.A, the Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance, and support some other politician. But don't say that there was a friend of mine who refused to break up with her extremely toxic partner by saying, how do I know that the next guy won't be even worse? And that is self-sabotage. It's a way of keeping yourself in a toxic situation because you're afraid of change. Because your self-esteem has taken such a blow that you think you do not even stand a chance of something better. Sumana says, we should be opposing doctors and engineers who paid hell of a lot of money to get an admit, honestly. They are the ones who lack merit. Yeah. If you really want to raise a question about merit, raise a question about corruption in the education system. not about reservation in the education system. Thank you, Sumanap, for bringing that point up. Vivian says, if somebody says reservation should be removed, you should ask them if the reservations and temples also should be removed by only allowing Brahmins to become priests. Yeah, so when an atheist says that reservation should be removed and you say, should reservation be also removed in temples? They will say yes. Tab kya karoge? Wow, my throat is really dark right now. TTM says, there are poor Jains. I saw a video on UPSC that an interviewer was asking a candidate that why has it taken so late for Jains to get minority status? And he answered that there is an image that Jains cannot be poor, but there are Jains who are poor, so Jain reservation makes sense. TTM, I don't know what the situation is in Bangladesh is. I suppose if there are Jains in Bangladesh, then yeah, it would seem to be the case. If you are a Muslim living in Bangladesh, then you are part of a majority community. And your sentiments about the Jains make sense. In India, on the other hand, there's a different situation happening. Brown Panic says, Vimo, fascism is literally based on the idea of nationalism. RSS ne kabhi desh ka jhanda nahi fehraya. Wo kya nationalism ki baat karenge? It's just to gain public... Oh, absolutely. Wo log desh ka jhanda nahi fehrate the Vajpayee ke time tak. Vajpayee ke time se thoda pehle, unhone jhanda fehrana shuru kiya. They started equating themselves with the idea of nationalism, patriotism, Bharat, India, all that. Alpesh Brown Pang says, Alpesh, read Pakistan and Partition of India. Baba Sahib talked about Savarkar and his tactics to lure lower caste people, and that is why he criticized Akhand Bharat. Alpesh then says, people like Narayan Murthy, Sheila Murthy often talk about slavery and morality, but haven't heard them condemning caste system. That's a pity because people really hear them. Yeah. So a lot of Indian, let's just say celebrities, will talk very happily about discriminations that Indians face abroad. And they're usually talking about discriminations that Hindus face. But when it comes to talking about discriminations that Hindus commit against people from marginalized backgrounds in India, they surprisingly fall silent. And now I don't know about whether Narayana Murthy has done this or Sheila Murthy has done this. I'm making a more general statement. Sarcastic Skeptic says, how can we ensure freedom of expression while balancing the need to prevent hate speech and misinformation? I think there is an essay called Free Speech Has Failed Us on some website, I'm forgetting where. We need to stop thinking of free speech as the solution to all problems, because free speech has been hijacked by those who are hiding behind it and spreading really toxic propaganda against people who cannot defend themselves. So basically, Twitter, or rather X now, about which if somebody asks me, I have some opinions, I'll write about it, is an example of. If you say that free speech is not safe on Twitter and you buy Twitter for $44 billion, and then you say that right-wing lunatics are free to say anything they want on Twitter, but I will put a question mark next to journalists, then that's not a case of free speech being protected. It is a case of some idiot hiding behind the idea of free speech and supporting hate speech. So we need to be careful about this. We also need to be careful about legislation on hate speech, because it can easily get used against people who are speaking up against oppression. If a Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi activist writes an angry post on social media about Brahmanism, then their post can be flagged as hate speech by people from upper caste backgrounds. How do you say to an American corporation which may not understand the nuances of how the discourse in India functions about what is hate speech and what is not? It will bring its own complications. So I'm not really in favor of having legislation about hate speech. I am in favor of having an enlightened system of governance where the distinction between hate speech is understandable by everyone because they're, well, educated. Itihasher Jolsha says, as an engineer myself, it is really painful to see that kids who go to the institute to study for IIT and NEET are totally hijacked by the RSS and Bajrang Dal, and they are spreading fascism. I'm not really aware of this happening, so we'll avoid comment. Gubbara ji ki hawa nikalne wali hai 2024 mein. मुझे भी ऐसा ही लगता है। Surya says, I say we should lower the number of years for a parliamentary term because people should be able to change politicians like how we change underwear, LOL. This has been suggested for quite some time, like referendums. If we have something like the no confidence motion. If the opposition thinks that a government is... If the opposition thinks that the government does not deserve to be in power, it can bring a no confidence motion. The government's support can be tested on the floor of the parliament, and then the government, if they manage to, if they fail to show that they have the support of most people, most members, then they are thrown out. It has happened to Vajpayee, and it can happen again. So the thing that we need to keep in mind is that if you are talking about people being able to throw out a government at any point of time during the course of that 5 years, it brings in a level of instability that is hard to sustain in a country as large as ours. In a country, in a small European country, it might make sense. But in a country as large as India, elections are really expensive. And if such a system existed, I think there might be misuses of it multiple times. And how affordable multiple elections during a five-year period are going to be, and how beneficial that is going to be for policy making, I don't know. So, yeah, that's my view on that. Sorry. We are anyway at the 51-minute, 26-minute mark. 10 more minutes remain in today's live stream. So I'll skip a few comments if you don't mind, and I'll get to the... Brown Panic says, I don't know why people feel that clicking the button of NOTA means no minister will be elected. That's untrue. One who gets more votes will win regardless of whether the majority clicked on NOTA. Yeah. NOTA has to do with redoing an election. And if the same candidates are there, then it does not mean anything. Ideally, what should happen is that if a constituency gets a NOTA vote that is more than either candidate, the political party should be forced to field a different candidate. Sarcastic Skeptic says, why do you think homeopathy survives still? It's not like it has religious identity like Ayurveda. I think it survives because the homeopaths united. Like they got together, they spread their message. Also, one of the reasons it survives, frankly, is that modern medicine, homeopaths talk to people. They talk to people really nicely. And a lot of people who are afraid because of their health condition are like, hey, this guy really cares for me. And then they go to the hospital where the doctor doesn't have time for him because, you know, either the doctor is really not that caring or because they have a lot of cases which they're actually working on. And they think, nobody cares about me here. So I think one of the reasons homeopathy survives is because of emotional reasons. My neighborhood has a homeopathic doctor. Some members of my family go to him and he's very nice to them. And I think that's the main reason people go to him. However, he recently fell sick. And he went for modern medicine. And their trust in him is still not shaken. They still go to him. Despite the fact that they know that when he was unwell, he did not take homeopathy. Sumana says, Sudhamurthy, that one really cracks me up. Sudhamurthy talks about how money is not important, blah, blah, and pays her engineers peanuts. Yeah. Typical capitalist behavior. I am what I am 001 says Narayan Murthy talks negatively about reservation, but his whole company has been established and developed on the basis of a kind of affirmative action with tax breaks and concessions. Yeah, yeah. What we see in India, people say about how caste-based reservation should not be there because they hurt merit. In America and Europe, you are likely to hear it from people from capitalist backgrounds. You know, I'm rich because I worked hard. The poor are poor because they did not work hard. It's the same shit. Just different flavor of ice cream, but same ice cream. Different flavor of ice cream, but ice cream at the end of the day. And when I say ice cream, I mean poop. Stanley says, when is the Twitch stream happening? Soon, sir, soon. Hopefully this week only. I'll announce it on my Instagram. And we will react to something from Beer Biceps or Praveen Mohan live on Twitch. So anyone who has not subscribed to me on Twitch, please open a Twitch account and go do so. The handle is twitch.tv/TheVimoShow. T-H-E-V-I-M-O-H-S-H-O-W. Vivian says, hats off to Zubair and Alt News. Bulk of the work on busting misinformation on social media is done by them. Yep, yep. Sandeep says, Vimo, do book stream of your soft copy books too. If I'm not wrong, you have like hundreds on that format also. At least mention titles. That's a good idea. But how will I show it on screen? Like my phone? I'll hold up my phone? It's easier with hard copies. But that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. Alpesh says, I had interaction with IIT graduate. Oh, sorry. Brown Panic says, Alpesh, that's my concern as well. But the Congress is significantly investing in social media to suppress the hegemony of the opposition. I am optimistic about Congress. You mean to suppress the hegemony of the governmental IT agents, right? Alpesh says, I had interaction with IIT graduate turned astrologer on Rajiv Malhotra's channel. Absolutely stupid guy. Then there is Neeraj Atri and Jaipur Dialogues who purposefully lie about scientific method, etc. Chuff Meister says, we seem to be living in a completely isolated bubbles. Our part of the society is completely convinced that the regime is going to continue for another term. Another part seems completely frustrated. Yep, that's true. I think a whole lot of... Today only on Instagram, I posted about this no confidence motion is going to be interesting. And somebody said, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. The Congress has fallen for BJP's trap. I think a lot of liberals don't realize that their understanding of what is happening is being fed by the BJP IT cell. They have been recruited by the BJP. They're anti-BJP, but they have been recruited by the BJP unbeknownst to themselves. So they're repeating BJP points while saying, kuch nahi ho sakta, kuch nahi. It's like, your defeatism only helps the people you don't like. Have some hope. Show some optimism. And if you don't have something good to say, maybe be quiet. Because you are spreading this disease. Brown Panic says, none recognize the significance of the social media. You will notice a significant increase in Hindutva shorts because of the BJP understood that this is the most best tactic for the young generation. I think it's increasing on the other end also. Brown Panic says, and now Congress is countering the hegemony, and that's a good thing. Sumana says, there was a funny statistic I saw where ChatGPT apparently was more empathetic towards patients compared to doctors. This study was done in the US. Oh, yeah. ChatGPT, I suppose if you search on the internet, articles by patients about doctors or articles about doctors about patients, which one will be more in number? ChatGPT is the result of what it has been fed, right? So it is going to inevitably side with one side more. Ithyasir Jalsha says, did you watch Secret Invitation? What is your thoughts on the last episode? I believe you mean Secret Invasion. I have certain thoughts about the second episode, which I watched today. I'll be talking about it on our Gutter Space podcast. If you guys have not subscribed to Gutter Space, there's a link to it on the main page of this channel. Go subscribe. Ashwin and I talk about comic book movies and stuff on the podcast. Our episode on Secret Invasion will be coming out tomorrow. It'll get recorded tomorrow and come out tomorrow also, I hope. And we have done a review of every episode till now. You can find all of that on Gutter Space. But hey, we are at 58 minutes. And I hope that today's episode was fruitful to the people, everyone who's here. VMC says, hey, Vimo, I think I'm an atheist, but every once in a while, I can't help but pray just because I don't know how to react in some helpless situations. I know it is irrational, but can't help it. Okay, how to change? If you're going through strife, you should feel free to do whatever it takes to make yourself feel better, as long as you're not hurting anyone. It is not hard to break from habits that you've had for a long time. So I don't blame any atheist who say that they periodically relapse into some religious ritual or another. But hopefully, in due course of time, with enough support from other atheists around you, you're able to leave the habit behind. Right. So before I end today's live stream, before I get to the last few comments, I will just remind everyone that if you want to support this channel, you can do so by becoming a member by clicking the join button below. You can also send a super chat. You can also, if you're watching this video at a later point of time, you can also click the super thanks button under the video and make a contribution of an amount of your choice. However, the best way to support me remains my own website, which you can find here. It's vimo.in. You can go there, click the support button and make a one-time contribution of any amount of your choice. Most of the money that you pay there gets to me, unlike YouTube where a lot of cuts happen. So thank you in advance for supporting the channel. I'm an independent content creator, and whatever you pay goes into helping me buy books, software, and paying my bills. So yeah, thank you in advance. There is also merch that you can buy at kadakmerch.com/vimolive. And you can support the channel on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. So thanks for that also in advance. Before we end, let's take a last couple of comments. Let's take this one. Kaushik says, in rural areas, homeopaths and quacks regularly give steroids secretly for quick relief of symptoms. I have even seen them giving chloramphenicol injection right and left for trivial reasons. I don't know what this means, but the part about quacks giving steroids, yes, I have also heard. Alpesh says, we should do our part by going to right-wing channels and giving our counter-arguments. I have seen support for rationalist comments increasing there. That's good. If you can do that, great. Right-wing extensively covered how France is paying price for her liberal policies, but they didn't cover how France still took stand in favor of freedom of speech and opposed Pakistanis against Sweden. They also don't talk about Manipur, by the way, which is happening right here in India. So much for their analyses. Brown Panic says, yaar, main apne sare resources dena yahan chahta hoon. Can't paste a link here. Brown Panic, please understand, I cannot enable links in the live stream because a whole lot of people will use it to send people to really toxic and quite possibly phishing websites. So I have disabled links. Anyway, so thank you people for coming today. I appreciate you joining. The next time I see you will be Saturday at 8 p.m. when I'll be taking callers as usual. Until that time, please take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on Saturday at 8 p.m. Thanks for joining.